Chapter 1. We'd left my old house as if we were stealing away in the night, which, really, I guess we were. We'd driven out of Denver in the dark, stopping in Omaha, Chicago, and several forgettable truck stops over the course of the next day, coming full circle when we reached the sign at the edge of my new town at 11:30. Darkness to darkness. Welcome to Spencer, the sign had read. Population 814. Shit. It wasn't like I had anything against small towns in theory, but there were small towns, and then there was Spencer. My dad had grown up here, and every story he'd ever told me about his hometown had begun with an exhausted sigh and ended with the relief of moving away. So how else was I supposed to feel when Dad came to me a week ago and announced that moving to Spencer was the only answer, only option to contain the avalanche of debt that had befallen our family? I could still see him when I closed my eyes, standing there in the hall, just outside my bedroom, his hair disheveled, a shaking hand clutching yet another stack of hospital bills. There was no arguing with him, but he acted like I was going to argue. "Stephen, we're moving in with my mother. We're moving to Spencer." That was it. Just, "We're moving." Just that. After he said it, he'd looked at me, an almost angry glint in his eyes. I didn't say a word. There was no point. It was over. Our life in Denver, our hope that maybe Mom would get better or Dad would find another job, it was all over. We were moving. Finally, Dad had nodded, turning from my door. I'd listened to the sounds of his heavy footsteps retreating to his office down the hall. I'd had the same thought then that I had tonight upon seeing the Welcome to Spencer sign. Shit. As we pulled into the driveway, my dad started rambling about how my grandmother was very particular about the way she kept her home, that we couldn't leave a mess anywhere. There was no worry over meeting her just yet, as Dad explained she'd be out of town until Monday. It was the first piece of good news I'd heard the whole trip. The rest of the night was a blur after that, loading boxes into my grandmother's house, falling into bed in a strange room. The blur was still with me the next morning when I cracked my eyes open, my first waking moment as a resident of Spencer, Michigan. Population now 816. Guess they'd have to change the sign. I held my hand up to the sunlight that was pouring in through my curtainless window and flipped at the bird. Morning came too early sometimes. I preferred night, when you've spent all day getting stuff done, so that you can just bask in the darkness. Night hid the ugly of the world. And sometimes, when I was feeling ugly, I was grateful that it would hide me too. I gripped my pillow and yanked it out from under my head, placing it over my face. I'd better find the box of curtains before I went to bed again, or the sun and I were going to have some serious issues. I pressed the pillow down hard on my face until I felt a familiar sensation of panic wash over me. What a stupid thing to feel. Like I was really capable of suffocating myself. It was funny the things a person reacted to instinctively, without rational thought. Like when I'd take a shower and get water up my nose, for instance, it always felt like I was drowning. Maybe I hoped that I would. Maybe Dad was right, and I had some kind of death wish. Maybe he'd moved us here in the dark of night, hoping to give me some distance from the thoughts I wouldn't admit to having back home. But that's where he was wrong. I didn't need distance. I just wanted to feel normal again, the way I had before Mom started rambling about monsters, before we'd had to have her medicated and locked away so she wouldn't hurt herself. Or us.
"Stephen, are you up yet? I could use some help out here."
I tossed the pillow to the foot of the bed and glared at the sun.
Mourning, man. I needed a little less mourning in my life. I rolled out of bed, still yawning as I navigated the piles of boxes that were sitting in my way. Recognizing one of them by the word fragile written on the side, I popped open the lid and took out a framed photo of my mom. In the picture, she was standing outside our house in Denver in a pile of fresh snow. I remembered Dad pegging her with a snowball right after I'd snapped it, and then we'd all gone inside and had hot cocoa. A smile threatened to lift my lips, but reality settled my mouth again. I set the picture on my nightstand and kept moving.